At its first public introduction since it's assumed the operations of Canyons, Vail Resorts hosted many from Park City's nonprofit community Wednesday night at the Kimball Arts Center with drinks and finger food. Later, Vail Resorts executive staff was introduced, and the company's president of the Mountain Division, Blaise Carrig, outlined the company's Echo Giving Program.
Each year, the Echo Program gives away more than $6 million across our resort communities. Our employees get involved and make commitments as well, so it's not just about money. Last year, our employees gave 15,000 volunteer hours back to the community, and so those are the kinds of things that we do as well. Last week, I was part of a group of a couple hundred Vail corporate employees as we helped rebuild trails that were destroyed by the floods in Boulder. To help, it doesn't seem like the highest thing to do when you think of people losing homes and different issues, but getting people back to their normal lives and recreation was seen as a high priority, particularly in the community of Boulder.
Since they can't give to everyone, Carrig says their contributions follow the employees' lead to benefit youth programs and environmental initiatives. The Park City grant recipients were selected based on the ability of their programs to provide a positive impact on local youth and Park City landscapes to build a sustainable, vibrant community.
Really, our employees were the ones that chose the areas that we would give them. And so it's about kids, programs that really help kids succeed in their lives. And it's also about the environment and the sustainability of the environment. Kids, obviously, our future, and the environment is also, it's really just so essential, not only to our business, because our business is the environment, to also just so important to all of our lives.
Carrig added that while the ECHO program is administered at the corporate level, it comes down to the local resort staff making the decisions which programs to fund. Before handing out the grants, Canyon's general manager Mike Gore said he's learned a lot about the company he's now worked for 90 days and says he's excited about the future.
What I can tell you in 90 days, the words meant a fraction of what really happens on the ground with the company. And you talk about somebody that, you know, practices what they preach. With great pride, I can tell you that Vail Resorts is that organization.
Vail Resorts CEO Rob Katz said that the resort is committed to its annual giving campaign, saying that for the ski season to be successful, the community has to be successful.
One of the things that, you know, we decided at Vail Resorts was that taking care of our communities was going to be one of the most important things we do to make sure that we're successful financially. Not just that we're doing the right thing, we actually feel like ensuring the health of the community is ensuring our own financial health.
Since he's been CEO the last 8 years, he says the company has continued to award $6 million every year despite some challenging circumstances. The first time was back in 2009, he said, when the recession forced them to question if anyone would ever ski again.
You know, it's hard to remember what it felt like back in the spring of 2009 when no one knew, right, what was coming. And I think one of the most proud things that I have is in that year, the $6 million that we talk about as what we give to our communities did not go down one penny. Every other expense in our company went down. So we were looking to save money, obviously, in so many different areas, as all companies were. And we did not reduce what we gave to our communities at all.
The second time, he says, was in 2012 when they had the worst snow year in ski industry history. But still, he says, the company didn't drop a dime from its community commitment. Those nonprofits which received funds at the grant evening included the Park City Community Foundation for its Women's Giving Fund, as well as a multi-year commitment to the Live PC, Give PC program. The Park City Education Foundation received money for its preschool and high school PC CAPS program. Money to the Youth Sports Alliance will help with the scholarships for the Get Out and Play program. The People's Health Clinic will use its grant for vision testing and vision care for students. The Swanna Preserve and Eco Center will use its money to bring all Summit County fourth grade students to the center. The grant to the Summit Land Conservancy will help purchase property along the Weber River to help protect drinking water. Recycle Utah's grant will be used to teach Summit County students about the link between recycling and protecting the watershed. The Mountain Trails Foundation received a grant to help build the 21-mile WOW Trail connecting Summit and Wasatch counties. The Canyons will also provide 1,000 paid volunteer hours to work on the trail. The Park City Institute will use its grant for its student outreach program in area schools, and the Kimball Arts Center will use its money for more than 6,000 students and their teachers to learn and teach core subjects through art. A second application cycle will open October 17th. It'll focus on smaller cash grants and in-kind donations to support other area nonprofits. For more information about the Vail Resorts Echo grant process, go online to vailresortsecho.com. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.